US e-commerce sales jumped 49%.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Department of Labor just released its unemployment claims data showing another 2.4 million people filing for initial unemployment claims, while 27 million people are receiving unemployment checks. And Pennsylvania's unemployment rate rose to 15.1% in April, slightly higher than the national average of 14.7%. Even in the midst of a disaster, there are some less depressing and more useful information to share. It is interesting to note that apparel prices showed a 12% drop this year, according to the Adobe Digital Economy Index. Consumers shifted toward more comfortable home clothes. Pajama sales increased by 143%, and pants sales dropped by 13%. Jacket sales were cut by a third. It is clear that in a Zoom meeting, pants are not absolutely required, and almost nobody wears jackets. Consumers turned to summer clothes as shorts and t-shirt sales rose by almost 60%. Apparel purchases rose by 34% as consumers, in response to lower prices and being stuck at home, raised their online shopping level. Online electronic prices have been experiencing deflation at a steady rate since 2014. This trend was disrupted for the first time in 3 years after a significant increase in orders in April. And this was mostly caused by increase in computer prices as demand surged. It should be noted that computer prices have been on a steady decline for decades, and unfortunately, it is unlikely that consumers will be able to again experience that favorable online pricing for computers for some time, as its supply chain is badly shaken and it will take time before it gets back its footing. It also looks like being stuck at home has appealed to some of our hidden artistic longings, as sales of creative audio recording equipment has vaulted by 460%, while the increase in sales of regular webcams are expected as part of working from home. Creative audio recording equipment is not necessarily required when making a profit and loss report. As expected, people are ordering a lot more alcohol online. Wine, beer, and spirits online sales rose by 75% between March and April, according to Adobe Analytics. While regular store and restaurant sales almost disappeared, buy online, pickup at store surged by 208%. Even in states where restaurants have been open for weeks, reservations are down by around 70%. As more states relax their stay-at-home orders, the drop in economic activities will slowly start to reverse and we will see some economic growth. However, absent a proven and widely available vaccine, most economists don't expect it to be anything resembling a fast recovery. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIU.